The Gemara and Daf Tesam Laf on the top has a shaila l'gabi a nasi b'minei ravina v'rach meitzchak nasi shenitzara mal midchadachi a mifter pater. So the question is: is still chayav in a carbon out of the yard or not? So the Gemara answers: Amrlei di lach or di gaza. Is it yours or is it di gaza? And Rashi's masber: who is he getting his money from? Is he getting it from you? Is he getting it from his own mammon? And being that he's still getting it from his own mammon, he still has din of a nasi, and he has the p'tur of a nasi. But the lashon di lach or di gaza is an interesting lashon, and doesn't difficult to understand what the pshat is and how that fits into the words. And the Rishonim have different pirushim how to be mefarshed exactly, but the Rosh Hashanah over here is a very chiddushik of pshat, and dilach de gaza, not like the Rishonim were saying. And he wants to say that the gaza was the name of a chacham, and Ravina and Yivamis and Daf Mehem Abay is the same Ravina over here. He quotes something b'shem this chacham gaza, and he said, therefore, when the Gemara says to him, Amalei dilach de gaza, the Gemara is asking, who did you hear the shaila from? Is this your own shaila, or did you hear this shaila from Gaza, who was a chacham that Ravina used to hear things from? And that's the shaila. The Gemara is not paishet that shaila. So that's what the Rosh Hashanah wants to learn, bring mechudesh to Gabshat. But just a couple of aris on it. Number one, why is that important to know who you heard it from? Is it his own shaila? Is it Gaza shaila? Why is the Gemara asking that? What nafkamin does that have? Why suddenly should we ask such a shaila? Also, it's a little bit sure because the name of the chacham over there is Rav Gaza, not Gaza. Rashi goes out of his way to say that Rav Gaza Gersinan. So Pashas should be called Rav Gaza, not Gaza. And number three, you see from the Taisus Rashi over here, Lahedya, and from Rashi's also Rashi like this, that their gear saying the Gemara is, Amrlei di lach or di Gaza di day. Is it from you or is it from his Gaza? So once you have the word di day over there, then obviously you can't say that Pshat, the Gaza was a chacham. And that's Mustama why Rashi doesn't learn that Pshat, because he can't. He has to learn that it's Gaza di day, but you see in the feedback here, the Shanim, obviously this Pshat can't be said, so you have to come up with a different Pshat anyways. So L'chari not be Marviach much by saying this Pshat, but Al-Kapanim, that was a Chiddush to Gavanim from Rishash, that Gaza is a Shem Chacham, not like the Rishonim.